Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Welcome, Manic Monday fans. Welcome, Reality Rally fans. Welcome, Real World Explosion fans. It's Monday, January 27th, 2014, and I'd like to say thank you for being here with us today. I'm Cherry Garcia. On air with me is Paul from Minnesota. We'll be your co-host tonight, but as always, the star of our show is our host, Miss Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. And does she have an amazing show planned for everyone tonight? In our first segment, we've got the beautiful Jillian Larson from Survivor Gabon, but also more recently known for the incredible charity event called Reality Rally that she puts on in Temecula, California annually. All proceeds go to Michelle's Place, which takes care of all aspects of women with breast cancer. Jillian will join us tonight and update us on all the amazing reality stars attending this year and all kinds of updates that will be going on with this wonderful reality TV charity event this year. Then in the second segment, we've got JG, or Jay Gito, from MTV's hit show Real World Explosion. And wow, have they upped the game on the house guest in the Real World house this year. But we've also seen a very touching moment with Jay and the house guest, and it's obvious they've really put a great group of people in there this year. So we do know that the house is about to explode soon, so I can't wait to talk to Jay and find out more about how he feels about being on the Real World Explosion. We're going to say a quick hi to Paul up in Minnesota and then bring up our host and get this party started. Paul, how is it up in the frozen tundra in Minnesota?
As always, my answer is freaking cold.
We went from 60 to zero today. So.
Oh, what I give for 60. I mean, we're minus 10 now, and we're getting down to minus 23 tomorrow morning, and we won't get above zero tomorrow. We're going to have a balmy 20 degrees by Wednesday. I can't wait, but it's just one day. So, yeah, Nobody's going to be wanting to move up here after my weather reports on the Rad Reality Show this year.
Yeah, we had a one-day reprieve yesterday with a beautiful 60 degrees, and then the bottom dropped out last night. The winds kicked up. It's been so windy. Shingles have been blowing everywhere, and it's just been a windy mess, and it got down to zero today, and wind chills are somewhere way below that. So it's not going to be any nicer the rest of the week. So
well,
that's our weather report.
Alex, I'm sure, wouldn't mind this weather that much, would he?
Oh, no, not at all. Alex from up in the far north Canada would certainly appreciate this. Great. We need to go ahead and get this going because
we already have
a guest on the switchboard. We want to bring up the host of our show, the Portuguese Princess, Michelle Costa. How are you, hon?
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Manic Mondays. And I'm a little bit opposite of you guys, well, right now. It's a heat wave going on here today of 30 degrees. But we will, too, be seeing that negative weather coming as we've been feeling all year. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I am ready for just skipping over spring and moving right on to summer. Can't take it, but there is a good note to put out there that we will be seeing the sun until 5 o'clock. So that's great because, you know, the sun goes down around 3:30, and you just don't want to do anything. You know, you wake up, it's dark. You go to, you know, you get out of work, it's dark. It's just depressing.
Yeah,
and I'm ready for summertime.
You are right. You are right. We do get more sunlight, and thank you for pointing out some positive. But I tell you what, I'm sure you're going to have warm weather when you go out to Temecula, so you can look forward to that.
Well, I'm pretty excited. We have such a great show lined up. We have Jillian Larson on right now, and she's going to be coming up in a second. And also the second segment, we have Jay from Real World Explosion. And you know what? That house has already exploded a few times before the exes come back. So I'm excited to talk about everything. And obviously, if you didn't cry a tear or two or three or four, it was just crazy to see all that, you know, going back to the footage of the mom and stuff. So we will get to that. And we have Jillian on, don't we, Terry? Let's bring her up.
Let's do this. I can't wait to talk to her. Miss Jillian Larson, thank you so much for joining us today. You are on live with Miss Michelle Costa, Paul, and Terry Garcia. How are you?
Hi.
Hey,
Terry.
Jillian.
Hi. How are you guys? I'm awesome. How about you guys?
We're fantastic now that you're here. Happy New Year. Happy everything. Hope everything's going well, and we're back at it. Reality Rally is back.
Oh, it is back, and it's going to be even more fun than usual. And as you guys know, it is all for Michelle's Place, serving women and men, actually. I heard you say Michelle's Place a little earlier, Cherry. And men actually get breast cancer, and that's part of what our message is, that men need to watch out for that as well. And they do provide services for men and women struggling with breast cancer. And, you know, thank you guys all for being part of it. Thank you for promoting it for us. Thank you, Michelle, for coming and promoting it. This is a huge, big we event. It takes a village, and our village is huge, and it includes so many people. So thank you, guys. Love to be back.
Well, I know that village is getting bigger and bigger every year, and we're so glad to have you back, and I'm so glad to be a part of it again. And every year gets better and better, and just different stuff added on. Do you want to talk a little bit about maybe this different stuff that people don't know about, or also how they can be a part of it?
Absolutely. The first thing is that our website will probably tell you 80% of what anybody needs to know, but you have to kind of go through it and look and find things. But it is realityrally.com. reallityrally.com. So it's reallityrally.com. Our event is April 11th, 12th, and 13th of this year. And we're just moving and shaking. It's just awesome. We've had 140 reality stars signed up to be here, and it's representing, I think it's now up to like 46 different TV shows.
Wow.
And as you know, and you can see that list on realityrally.com under Reality Star tab and the star lineup. Now, as you know, Michelle, and you guys, and hopefully everybody out there, that the reality stars actually are, and I'll use the word required because it sort of is, actually are required to raise a $400 donation towards Michelle's Place. That money goes to Michelle's Place because this isn't just a fun, awesome, amazing weekend. It's a charity event. So they all raise it and willingly do so. In fact, we had somebody from Big Brother Canada raise $1,700 in the week, over the weekend.
Wow.
So, if they don't raise the $400 and or pay for their flight here, because then that means we don't have to take any money out of our ticket sales, et cetera, that is considered their donation to Michelle's Place because we don't have to pay for anything out of, you know, for that. So it's $400 one way or the other by February 15th. And sadly, if people haven't been able to do that, then unfortunately we will be, you know, pulling them from the event this year and certainly inviting them back next year with a suggestion they start putting away like $5 a week or something, or a month or whatever it'll take. But yeah,
yeah, well, you guys got to go under the page, realityrally.com, click under Michelle and donate. And you guys have been doing a good job donating, but we need more, you guys, more donation. It all goes to Michelle's Place. And you know what, Jillian, you brought up a great point earlier, and I just kind of want to backtrack. And you talked about men. Now, somebody out in the chat room mentioned, how do men get checked?
Several ways, actually. One, believe it or not, because there's some women that have got fairly flat, you know, breasts as well. Painfully, but interestingly enough, those breasts can be put in the mammogram plate. If there's absolutely nothing to be put into the mammogram plate, as with women who just may not have anything to put in there, an ultrasound is done. And if there's any kind of suspicious thought on that ultrasound, then an MRI is done. So there are a variety of ways to pick it up. And, you know, our money that comes from all of you stars and all of you donors donating, as Michelle said, you go to realityrally.com, reality star lineup, and look for her name, Michelle Costa, and please donate to her. Just click on the donate button, and that money goes to Michelle's Place to provide services to their breast health program. And I constantly tell people, you know, even a dollar, if everybody gave a dollar, it would mount up. And Breast Cancer Month is obviously October, so Michelle's Place did a tremendous amount of appearances, fairs, booths, health fairs, et cetera, in October. As a result, they did a lot of mammograms because they got a lot of people saying, oh, my gosh, you know, how can I qualify for a mammogram? They did a lot, and out of them, 8 people required a biopsy. Now, to
wow,
me,
oh my gosh,
that is powerful. That to think that the money that we raise, and obviously other money as well, but the money that we raise goes to potentially pick up the malignancy early enough to avoid a family tragedy because we gave a dollar. Now, hey, guys out there
for
listening.
8 people.
Even a dollar,
I mean,
helps.
For
wow,
8
that's
people
in a month,
that,
in a month,
that may not have
yeah.
gotten those tests done,
yep.
8 people found malignancy from the test that you guys provided at Michelle's Place. That's, I mean, I know that there were many others done, but 8 people came back with malignancy.
Well,
that,
the 8
that
people
they didn't know that they had.
Yeah, they required a biopsy, and they're now
okay, they required
the result,
a biopsy.
A biopsy, right. But still, how many of those may come back malignant, and because it's caught early, they'll be okay. You know, that's why we
just
do guys. It gives me goosebumps talking about it every time. That is why we do what we do. Just think, it's somebody's mother, father, daughter, husband, man that may
if one life was saved.
It. Wow.
If one
yep.
life was saved out of that, it's worth yep. every single penny that is put
yep.
out there, because every life is precious. And, you know, that one person could have children and people relying on them, and you just don't know. I mean, every life is so precious.
Yep. And if anybody, I'm also encouraging people out there who are listening, go to realityrally.com, go to Reality Star Lineup, go to Michelle's page, go to her name, click on the word donate. If you don't have an intention of donating, okay, that's great, because I understand a lot of people don't even have a dollar. However, what I would like you to do is on her page and on every star's page is the Michelle's Place story on video on YouTube. Please watch it and just realize that Michelle died at 26 because she was not picked up early enough. And that family has now, in honor of her, has made this huge, wonderful facility that provides these services to over 8,000 services a year. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
It's such a powerful video. I mean, I cry every time I go to Michelle's Place. I mean, it's so much more than just the fact of breast cancer. I mean, this facility helps families that are going through it. It helps with women getting wigs to feel good about themselves. I mean, there's so much more literature, so much for information for them, counselors, I mean, workout centers. It's amazing, and I cry like a baby, and the whole room does, you guys. And that's the best part, is you actually get to go and just feel it. And the stories are just amazing, Jillian. I mean, and it's life. It's the truth. And you really put everything into perspective. Like, yeah, we had a great time, you know, hot air ballooning. But really what it comes down to is what the point is. And when you go there, it's just this feeling throughout your body. It's amazing.
Well, you see, I always tell people, you come out to Reality Rally from wherever you are, and have the time of your life, having a great time, in order that other people may have time in their life, because we catch it early. Now, that's
yeah.
powerful. Yep. Yeah, so thank you. And, you know, Michelle's Place, I take my hat off. They run with about 60 volunteers. They're a wonderful woman that, you know, and men actually that run that facility as a volunteer. It's amazing. So please
and
check
you
it
know,
out.
I actually keep in touch with a lot of the volunteers that I've been in contact with. We've actually gotten rapport. So, I mean, it's just a great event. And I love the fact that there's so many different categories of reality TV. So what did you say, 46 different?
I think it's up to 46 different shows.
There are one or two
stars that are not on our website, because I have a complete process. Somebody asks, hey, I want to know about Reality Rally. We send them the information. If you're interested, please read this. Please understand you have a fundraiser that you're required to do, and that you're here for the weekend, blah, 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 which you would have got, Michelle. And then they sign up, and then we say, okay, now I need your bio and picture, because I can't put you up on the website until they've sent me the bio and the picture, and some people just haven't got around to it. So there are more in the wings and haven't gone on. But because we're so close, our deadline is February 15th for the fundraising to be in, because I'm contracted to payment for the beds, the seats on the buses for intervenue transport, for airport pickup. I'm contracted to pay everything, know who's coming. And if, you know, if the money isn't in from the stars, that doesn't go to pay the expenses. That goes to the charity. Then we just can't keep them on. Check it out. And there's a lot of different shows, some very interesting shows coming up this year that we've been reached out to. But we are now closed to new stars because there's not enough time to get everything up and rolling for them. And I'm sending an email out tonight to anybody that has been here previously from any reality show, that would like to come back. And quite a lot of people said, I can't tell you till the end of January. And I'm sure it was because of show release, you know, the new season coming out partly anyway. So the returning stars have to sign up like right now as well, because we're going to be closed. But we can't, you know, keep it open. There's not enough time.
Well, the deadline is coming up soon, February 15th. So you guys should be out there right now donating quickly, because the time is running out. Before you know it, you put it off. I'll do it tomorrow. Go do it now. Yeah. And like Jillian said, a dollar. And I know times are tough out there. You know, just send a dollar. I mean, that's if you think about it, if everybody does that, count.
The reason the amount is $400, because that is what Michelle's place is has a contract with local service providers, medical service providers, to provide a mammogram for $400. Because normal and services associated, like radiology readings and, you know, et cetera, it's not just the mammogram. So that's why it's $400. Now, if somebody out there is listening that only has $1, that may be the dollar that helps the $399 make $400. So yeah, just a dollar. I would very much appreciate anything that anybody can give. So yeah, and I wanted to highlight a few of the fun things that are going to be happening in addition this year. We are not having a golf tournament. We're putting our attention on a few other areas. It's because it's a fundraiser. Anything that takes a tremendous amount of work from myself and, you know, my production team and the people that are making it happen, the return on investment of time needs to be there. Otherwise, we need to put our time into something else. So golf is awesome and fun, but what we're doing this year is on Sunday, at this point, we have, I think, a 17 celebrity chef coming from, I think it's 8 different shows. It's Chopped, Hell's Kitchen, Restaurant Express, Cupcake Wars, a variety of the other shows. I can't think off the top of my head what they are, but I think it's 7 different ones. Food Kitchen, whatever all they are. You can see them on the website. So on the Sunday, at the breakfast, which is at the Palo Mesa Golf Resort just outside of Temecula, and that is a volunteer appreciation breakfast where we invite all of our volunteers, and there are about 400 people, to come. And it's a ticketed event for the public to buy a ticket, to come to the breakfast between 9 and 12, and these chefs are going to be put on like a little reality rally mini chef cook-off. It's going to be a showcase, and those chefs are going to be paired up in groups of 4, like 2 chefs working together and 2 chefs working together, and we're live streaming it. We're live streaming the whole weekend anyway, but we'll be live streaming it as well, and they'll be given a box of mystery equipment and a pantry of food on a table behind them. And they'll open their box, and in 20 minutes, they have to prepare what their instructions are. Like, you've got to cook, I don't know, breakfast or lunch or, you know, snack or whatever the instructions are. I'm not telling now.
A mystery box.
But something, a mystery box.
Yeah.
And they, in 20 minutes, have to prepare something that averagely people would be able to do at home, because we're not going to have huge big ovens and stuff. It's up in a wedding tent. So, you know, they're going to have maybe be given a waffle iron, 3 spatulas, an old-fashioned egg beater, and whatever, you know, something, a blender or whatever. And then they've got to make something. And then there's a dignitary panel of judges that will be local dignitaries that will be judging them on taste, presentation, appearance, interesting acts, you know, that they're doing while they're making it, you know, their whole thing. And then we're selling tickets for the breakfast. The ticket to the breakfast is $20. However, if anybody goes on right now and donates to any of the chef's fundraisers, they will get a ticket to the breakfast and 5 tickets to an opportunity drawing. And we will also be selling those opportunity drawings during the morning. And those a certain amount of people will be drawn from that to be part of the VIP live audience, essentially.
That's
it is going to be so cool. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So there's a a brief description on our website under events, and you'll see the breakfast. And then as soon as our promotional materials are up and running, which should be this week, then I will have those posted with further instructions. But, yeah, if anybody wants to donate to chefs and come to the breakfast, if they're local, donate $25 to them, and they get extra tickets for the breakfast as well and opportunity drawing.
Awesome. Well, you know what I like what you brought up, Jillian, is you talked about live stream, and that's what a lot of people want to know. So you said you're live streaming the cooking event. So you are definitely live streaming the entire event, and how can people find the link or the streaming?
We will be live streaming from Friday. We're highlighting the teams and our sponsors on Friday night at Wilson Creek. And then we'll be highlighting throughout the whole game and the whole, you know, everything, the city hall, all of that sort of stuff, the entire weekend. And then as soon as the live stream is determined what the link is going to be, it will be published on our website that says, you know, watch the event live stream here. So right on the homepage, it'll be the live stream link. They won't have to go searching for it. So people
is it free or do they have to pay?
Nope, it's free. People will be able to go on and click on it and just watch the event that's going to be happening all weekend.
Awesome.
And it will be archived as well so that they can, you know, watch it later as well. It's going to be right on the website, on the homepage, live stream viewing, watch here. And
That's awesome. It's so nice of you to do that. You know, for all of us who can't be there, we enjoy seeing everyone so much. And it's just one of the events that, you know, we all care about so much and enjoy seeing so much. And unfortunately, we all can't make it there. And just to be able to get online and be able to view, you know, what's going on out there means so much to us. So,
thank you
so much for streaming it to us.
You're welcome. And that's why we do it, so we can share what we do with whoever wants to click in and watch it. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool again. So,
are you going to still be doing the auction off night where people can do the silent bidding and the auctioning there? Like, that's still going on, correct?
We're doing the auction differently this year. We're not doing a celebrity item auction because, believe it or not, that took a tremendous amount of work, getting items from our celebrities and then getting them there and getting them online and getting the pictures from everybody. You know, people don't read anything. They just don't respond as quickly as they need to. So we have an auction company that's going to come in with some really, really amazing offers. That will be there. It won't be, I'm still working with them. I just connected with them last week. And they will be there on Saturday night with their items, and I will be finding out if they will get them up on our website so people can see what there is and see if there's a way that people can bid from a distance. But, yes, we'll have an auction there.
And
that's
about
great.
The race itself, I know that people can actually – donate money to be with somebody. How can they go about that, or is that deadline closed as of right now?
That's actually the game itself is an amazing race kind of game. I designed it so that people of any age or, you know, capability can do it, because most of us
can't
do,
like,
oh my God,
it's so much fun, by the way, so much fun.
Yeah, you know, we can't do like tough mudders and all that sort of stuff. Well, we could, but we'd probably kill ourselves. So I wanted something that people could do. And they don't have to run, but everybody does, and then they get stuck at a challenge. But there are checkpoints where people have to go and do really, really fun challenges. And if you go to realityrally.com, on our homepage, you will see a mini video of the entire weekend and get a sense of what the game is like. So three fun, enthusiastic public buy a game ticket for $50 each, and that also is purchased right off the website. And if they only have themselves and they don't have two fun friends to join them, they can sign up as a single. And then then we combine the teams closer to the time. If we're singles, we put them together, et cetera. Then if the teams are all three public or four public, if they don't want a fourth team member being a reality star. But if they want a specific reality star, like say Team ABC wants Michelle Costa to be on their team,
woo-hoo!
That team then raises $1,000 for Michelle's place. And then they can pick their reality star. So then they get assigned that reality star. What I've added this year is we've always had a U-turn where a team can skip a challenge for a certain amount of money that's been donated. This year, as soon as the team have been either bought their reality star for that $1,000 and have them assigned to their team, or our sponsors at our top three levels also get a team and they choose their star as well, because they're, the value that they bring to us is $10,000 and more, mostly an in-kind product, which makes our event as amazing as it is. Then the star and the team's fundraising efforts get combined towards a U-turn. Like right now, the Three Amigos have picked Ashley Traynor, and so their amounts are being combined. Another team is coming from Buffalo, New York. Johnny's Nervous Nelly, they're on the website. You can see the teams under. And they picked Denise Stately, and I think they've got like 2,000 and something that has been raised so far. So for 4,000, a team can get a U-turn combined with their stars in fundraising as well. Now, that total can go up until April 11th, the Friday, because we're going to be pushing it out on Friday on live stream, highlighting the teams, encouraging people to go in and donate to the team and or the star in order to help them get a U-turn to skip a challenge. So the donations to the stars has to be in on February 15th for the star to qualify to come. But the donations to the stars and the teams can go until midnight of April 11th. And then I will know who's got a U-turn on April 12th, and they'll be able to skip a challenge. So, yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, we're having such a good time making it happen every year. But, you know,
and you guys understand that, you're doing so many different things. It's so much fun, stuff that you would never probably ever do. I mean, when you're talking about theater to shooting rifles to doing karate and running through a flea market with people looking at you like you're crazy.
Climbing walls with a blindfold.
Yeah, I mean, you're going through like an old Western town too, the way it's set up. It's beautiful. And it's just so much fun. It's so much fun, Jillian. And I can't believe it's just another year has come and gone and we're back again. It's so exciting.
It is. Right around the corner. I probably spend about 12 months a year doing something to make Reality Rally happen. And just so people know, you know, I'm a volunteer. I don't get paid. My volunteers don't get paid. I have 50 people on my production team that take a piece of the event, and that's theirs to organize. They don't get paid. We have about 400 people all over town that weekend. They don't get paid. This is all a charity event. We all just do it because of what we feel we're doing. I mean, it's for the right reasons, and that's why we do what we do.
Absolutely, Jillian. And you've been just amazing every year, just making it better and bigger and more reality shows. I mean, I go there and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're here. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here. It's just so exciting to see everybody come together for a great cause. So, Jillian, thank you so much, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I cannot wait to see you in April. And if you need to come back and want to plug something else or just something that you wanted to talk about the event that you missed out on and didn't get to do today, come back anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really, really, really appreciate what you guys have done from the get-go. I mean, you guys have been on board since the beginning. And we don't have a budget for publicity. So I so value the time that you guys give us and me in order to talk to your listeners about what we do. And, hey, Paul, it's 80 degrees here today.
Oh, thanks for rubbing it
in.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wait a minute. Where's my boo sound effect?
Yeah, well,
boo.
You should,
you should encourage Jillian to do a sound bite that you could do a clip for this year's Reality Rally that we can play from now until the event. So could you sort of guide her in what she needs to say so that we can do a clip and use it from now until the event?
That would be cool.
One year, a long time listening to her show that she did with us and clipping every little bit of information, and it was quite a chore. So I thank you for this opportunity, Cherry. I would say something like, Jillian, I'd say something like, hello, everyone. This is Jillian Larson from Survivor Gabon, and then also Reality Rally. Say something like, join us in the dates and certainly give the website out and something along those lines. And what, just start talking right now, and then I will be able to clip it together. But we will have silence from the others. Go ahead, Jillian.
Okay. This is Jillian from Survivor, and as you know, from Reality Rally. And we do the most amazing event every April in Temecula, California, raising money. We call it Fun for Funds, and the money goes to Michelle's Place, which is a breast cancer resource center, providing services and support for men and women and their families who are fighting the fight of their lives with breast cancer. I encourage everybody to go to realityrally.com. The event this year is April 10th. Stars come in, but the event starts on April 11th. 12th and 13th, and be a part of what we do. We have parties at wineries. We have an amazing race kind of game. We have autograph signing, and it is all for fun for Michelle's Place, but it is also for the public to come and meet what we call over 110 reality stars, because there are many more than that, from about 42 different reality shows, and you get to meet them and have fun all weekend meeting them, taking pictures and seeing what reality shows they come from and what they do. So come on down. It's realityrally.com. It's April 11th, 12th, and 13th. We have fun for everybody. People can sponsor, donate, volunteer, enjoy it, play a game, come to parties, support our sponsors. It's realityrally.com, and this is Jillian from Survivor and Reality Rally, thanking everybody for what you do to make this such a reality every year as we help save some lives.
Wow.
How's that?
Very, very good.
That
was
excelente, baby. Perfection.
I think she's done this one or two times before.
Bam. Damn,
I think she's
a pro. That was a nail right there.
Yeah.
Good job.
The only other thing is you might mention the Rad Reality Show and Manic Monday.
Sorry. Yes. Let me add that. I'm so sorry. And I always have to thank the Rad Reality Show, who has been on board helping us promote this event since 2010. Without them, there would be thousands of people that would know nothing about it. So Manic Monday, thank you for what you do, and also the other Rad Reality Shows that we've had the opportunity to be on. So thank you, Rad Reality Show. We love you guys.
thank you so much, Jillian.
I can't believe it's going to be 4 years that I'm attending this event. It's insane, Jillian.
I know. Yeah, if you want another quick little blurb, it's on YouTube on our homepage. My husband calls it my used car commercial.
Well,
you guys, make sure you guys go donate under Michelle Costa under the realityrally.com page. And again, thank you again, Jillian, for everything. And great plug, girl. You're a pro.
Thank you so much, you guys. I really, really appreciate it, what you guys do for us.
Maybe,
you guys, it would be not as well known as it is because of you.
Oh, we love having you on, Jillian. And maybe we'll have you come back again before the event, because there is, quite a bit of time before April rolls around. Oh. So maybe we'll have you come back again before April and do this again. Just to let everybody know what's going on, maybe update them once more before you, get to that wonderful weekend. We'd love to have you come back again and do this all over again. But we love having you come on the show, Jillian. It's always our honor, our pleasure to have you on. And just keep us updated. If there's any changes, you need to come back and let us know if there's more being added. You're always welcome here, babe. Always.
And enjoy your 80 degrees.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you realize what's going on like outside of wherever you are in the country? It's cold, yes, girl.
I know. I connect with people all over the country, so I know that.
Well, yeah, you enjoy it. I'm jelly.
I should have the live stream link for you if closer to the event. And also the stars that are up on our website will be the stars attending, so that'll be a good time.
Awesome.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you so much, Jillian. You have a great night.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
again.
You, Jillian.
Bye-bye.
You take care, hon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
What a great, great job she does. She is so, so special. They
Absolutely.
Are so blessed to have her doing this event year in and, you know, you're out. I'm putting this together.
I'm excited about the cooking competition. I love trying different foods, so hopefully I get to try or judge or something. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to Jillian. I'm so jealous about the 80 degrees.
You sounded a little disappointed about the golf because I know that you kind of rocked it a couple of times.
Well,
come on.
I'm like the last year's champion. Well, that's just under discussion. And then, you know, the year before, you know, there was also controversy. But I'm sad because, you know, I also love the team that I had. So I just hope I get to see them and that they're part of the event somehow. They actually were part of the baseball team, minor league baseball team in California and San Diego. So,
cool.
Great group of guys. Yeah, really cool.
Say, speaking of sports in California, did you see, Cherry, that they actually did a hockey game at Dodger Stadium the other night?
Wicked cool.
I did. We watched it, yeah.
They did one in the old Yankee Stadium, too, and somewhere else. And I also said before we went on the show, Paul, that there was a ice fishing competition up in Minnesota.
Really?
10,000 people showed up. 10,000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, what else is there to do when it's like negative 10? Everything's closed. Might as well. It was so funny. They showed like a picture of this guy and he was drinking a beer. And you know, up in Minnesota, you gotta have the beard and the mustache, and he had this big, huge beard and mustache, and his beard, like, and mustache area near his mouth had frozen beer on it. It was so hot. It was really, really hot. But we have also Jay coming up, which will be our segment number two, and I don't know if you guys have watched Explosion. I didn't, but yesterday I caught up on with it. And I'll be honest with you guys, wow.
A lot going on
that show. And the biggest moment hasn't even happened yet. The extras are coming back. Explosion, hello. And I cannot wait to see, because the exes have been sort of kind of coming in and out, you know, calling the house and being a part of a lot
They're
of conversations
to see
them. They're still
supposedly tied with their exes. You know, each one of them has that sort of a bond still with their ex. You know, they're still in communication with them.
Right.
And so when their exes arrive, you know, but the real world has given these house guests time in the house by themselves to get
like
acquainted quite well.
Acquainted quite well. What do you mean by that? Do you mean that there's a few people in the house
that
are
up.
Co-mingling with each other, could you say?
Oh, that's exactly what I mean.
Hey, you know what, Michelle, they have been a group of people learning to live with each other in a house for a whole month. Could you imagine being in the Big Brother house for a whole month and all of a sudden people showing up in your house? Whoa.
She just dropped. I'm sure she'll call right back.
Oh, yeah. But Did you get to watch the after show as well? Because it wasn't widely advertised, Jerry.
I did not watch all of it.
Okay. There she is.
That's actually probably
our guest, because that's one of the area codes out there. So we got to get Michelle back on here before we.
She'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that she got caught up with the show, and she's so excited about it. She even mentioned that she shed a few tears. There she is. There we go. Let's bring her back up. Michelle, you're back on with us. Thank you.
Oh my goodness, I got lost.
We lost you, but we have you back.
Oh my God, I got bumped out. Did you bump me, Paul? All I heard was Michelle, and then I was bumped.
Well, I won't call you by your name then, but you didn't hear my question. What I said was, could you imagine being in the Big Brother house, getting to know all your house guests for a whole month, and then all of a sudden new people move in?
No. I would bug out. So I can only imagine, and I cannot wait to hear what Jay has to say. And I think he's going to like my accent. He's going to feel like he's home. He's probably home, but you know what I mean.
He's here.
Oh, he is.
Well, Jerry just went to talk off the air to confirm, but yeah.
Well, yeah. I think the connection got the Arctic freeze over it. And we lost the Pokey Princess, but I am back.
What do you say?
Okay, Michelle.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yep.
We have your second guest, and he's ready to come up with us. Let's bring him up now. We have JG from the Real World Explosion. You're on with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. How are you, Jay?
Nice. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, Jay. What's going on? East Coast.
Yeah, that's right, baby. East Coast in the house.
Finally. I can say, you know, whatever I want to say, and you get it. You understand me.
We'll be on the same page for this. Don't worry.
Well, welcome to Manic Mondays. Thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, MTV Explosion is an explosion before the X's even get there.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Oh, my goodness. But first off, I just want to say, oh, I cried and cried and cried, and my heart goes out to you and your family and thoughts and prayers and everything. I mean, you are a true gentleman, and you have been, and, you know, do you want to talk a little bit about what you've been going through?
Yeah, sure. I mean, thank you, first off. I appreciate it, and thank you guys for having me on here. I mean, it means a lot to me, but, yeah, I mean.
Our hearts did break for you.
And we
could see immediately, even on the very first night, how close you were with your mom. And it was very touching to see, you know, the closeness between you and your mom. And when you got that call, it was just heartbreaking for everyone involved. And I'm so glad that you have the housemates that you have who have supported you so well.
Yeah, I would have been, honestly, I mean, it's the hardest, not only phone call, but the hardest thing that I ever had to deal with in my entire life. And, I mean, to be out there and be in the situation I was in and be away from my family, you know, it made it a lot harder. Even the decision on me going back, because there was a lot of debate in my head on whether or not I should go back to the show. You know, I came home for the services and everything, and more than half of me wanted to stay here and not go back, you know, just be with the family and everything. But the fact that the roommates were so, you know, so good to me and they were there for me is part of the reason that I went back. It's something my mom, you know, I started it for my mom, and my dad kept yelling at me to finish it for my mom. And like I said, knowing that I had my roommates out there and they were so good, it made it a little bit easier on me to go back.
You did the right thing. You did exactly what you should have did.
Yeah, well, being done now, I think I did too, and I think my mother would be proud. It's just at the time, you know, at the time I just wanted to be here to help everybody with everything, and, was just kind of down in the dumps for a little bit, you know?
Well, I'm sure coming out of the house and now that it's actually aired are two different things. So people can actually see that. And I'm sure that the support that you have gotten has probably just kind of been able to have a little closure and say, you know what, I did do okay, and not get any guilt from it, because, you know, Ariel is very close to you in the house, and that was one thing that she just kept saying over and over again. So I hope that all the people that have your back make you realize that don't have any guilt, you know? This is what
right.
your mom wants you to do, live it out.
Yeah, one of the things, too, it was like, it's just hard, it's really hard to deal with. But the love and, like, support that I've got from everybody, I mean, not just my friends, but people on Twitter and Instagram and everything, I never in my life thought I could have so many thousands of people say, you know, like, honestly give their heart out to me. And people were sharing their stories with me. And I know Jamie met up with somebody this weekend who had they ended up swapping stories, and she had a breast cancer tattoo on her. And it's like you just never realize how many – people are actually connected in certain ways. You just never realize until something finally brings you together, and it sucks for me, but in this other sense, the positive note is that it did turn a lot of people around to tell their family member that they love them, and, you know, I got a lot of tweets about it, you know, you just made me want to turn around and tell my mom I love her, and it was like, that was my goal, you know, when I came back to New York and they filmed in New York, they asked if they could, but I said yes because I wanted to try and get the message across on how important family is. And getting all this love on Twitter and everything has realized that it made me realize it was the right decision, and, you know, people are taking something from it, and that's what's important to me now.
Well, I mean, the title is Real World, and so if you're
going on
that voyage...
Yeah, so anyone who thinks it's fake, there's all your proof that it's actually the real world.
Absolutely. And to live it through, like, with you, you know, it's just... I felt like I was right there. I wanted to, like, go through the TV and just hug you. I mean, you know, it's just like you finally did something for yourself, you know, and you were there, and then, you know, that happened. So I just want you to understand that. Don't ever think that that should be a negative. Don't ever think that, you know, what could have been, what should have been. It's what was supposed to happen. You know what I mean?
No, you're 100% right. One thing I live by is everything happens for a reason. I mean, sometimes I really wish I knew the friggin' reason, but my mom always told me everything happens for a reason. So I try and stick by it and just, you know, take the bad with the good and just make the best of what you got.
Absolutely.
Well, you can certainly tell that the house guests there have a great respect for you. They did before all of this occurred, and they still do. I was very glad to see all of them, minus one, there at the airport to greet you when you returned. And I was sort of sad that you answered the phone when it rang, because you got put in a very sticky situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Being the one to take the poll for the house regarding Ashley.
Yeah,
and,
isn't it funny, though, how it all works out? You saw what happened on last episode, how with my numbers that got ripped up, which I'm still very tight about.
If you knew then what you know now, would your answer have been different?
Would your vote have been different? They showed the after show after the episode 3.
Yep.
And I literally, in the after show, I said, I voted yes for Ashley to come back into that house. And if I knew that it was hard to rip my paper up, I would gladly change my vote.
I can't believe, you know, I had a feeling it was her. I did.
I think most people did. We all did. I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
That was just so disheartening. And did she ever, I don't know if you can say it because maybe it didn't air yet, but did she ever really, did you feel like she ever really apologized for it? Like, do you think she even remembered doing it?
I never saw her again because, as you saw when they came to pick me up at the airport, she wasn't there. I didn't know at that point that she had done it. So, like, you see in the episode, you hear me say, like, well, I vote yes for Ashley because she hasn't done nothing wrong to me. Not that I know.
Right.
And then they show a little flashback of her doing that, but I didn't know that. the first time I got to speak to her about it was on the after show, and I called her out on the after show.
Wow.
And then even Ariel called her out after she did say she was sorry, she was drunk, she doesn't remember it. Ariel literally stopped her in her tracks and was like, "You do not sound sincere. No one believes you." And it just, no one believed that she was actually, like, apologetic about it.
But doesn't it seem like she's using that as an excuse a lot? Like,
well,
she's always like, "Oh, woe is me. I'm the victim," calling people. And, you know, she's the one that's throwing oil on people and hamburgers and ripping people's
mm-hmm.
stuff up. Like, oh, my God. I mean.
But, I was drunk, so. You know, don't blame it on me because I was wrong.
I could buy your family. I could buy your family. Who says that?
Yeah, I was asleep for that part. But when I woke up and heard that, I was like, okay, you know this chick's going to be trouble now once you hear some line like that. Nobody in their right mind says that.
Right.
And you know what's so funny, Jay, is like, you know, people like us from the Northeast, we always have kind of a stigma on us. That people always think that we're the ones that are going to start the junk.
We're always the troublemakers.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's like we're the ones that are sleeping and we're there in time and we wake up when we're supposed to and we do what's right. And then it's the other people messing up and it's like, ha-ha, you know? It's like the people put a stigma on you and make it always seem like you're going to be the crazy one. How was
everybody.
It with your accent and stuff like that, getting along with the house? It seemed like you did pretty well, but, you know, in hindsight, others don't.
Everyone out there said that they said that I had the heaviest accent that they've ever heard in their life. And,
no, hearing mine, goodness. I'm pretty. Imagine if they heard mine. Oh my God.
It's like it's those certain words. Like if I want to say park, everybody's like, "What the heck? What's a park?" You know, there's no R in there. I don't use that letter. So certain things I say, everyone's like, "Huh? What?" I don't say what is it. I say castle, and other people say it a different way. Like. Certain things, everyone just stops and they're like, "Wait, what are you saying?"
Well,
it was fun in Cali though, because you know the girls out there were like, "What? Where are you? You're definitely New Yorker or New Jersey or something." And I'm like, "Yeah, pretty much." They're like, "Oh my God, I love it." I'm like, "Okay."
Well, it's a different for a girl, I guess. There's a lot of people are like, "Wait, what did you just say?" And I'm like, "I parked my car by the water." Well,
exactly. I park and water. I say water, yeah. They're the same thing. But, yeah, that and one big thing in the house was everybody was from, like, Texas and Cali and all these other places. So there was a lot of hella and a lot of y'all. And I've never heard either of those, like, person in my life. So everyone's running around the house saying, "How y'all doing?" And I was like, "There's no way I am going to leave this
and
place."
And, like, you're like,
y'all.
"Use guys. What do you want, use guys?"
They use. I say
use.
Use they say, guys. They say, "What are y'all doing?" I say, "What are yous doing?"
And you got to say coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Exactly. Coffee, water, park, you know, the usual.
Yeah, we got to have coffee talk. Are you serious? Come on now.
The usual stuff. The usual stuff I get picked on for, but most of the time girls think it's cute anyway, so I don't mind.
Okay, so I got a question. So how is, like, you know, you came back, you know, you did the Real World thing, and now it's on TV. How has life been back home now that people are seeing you live on TV?
For me, it's weird. For me, it's weird. It's not every day, you know, you turn your TV on and you see yourself on TV. I'm like, I watch MTV. Like, I watch Ridiculousness and all these shows. So when a commercial comes on and I see myself, I'm like, okay, this is awkward. But, I mean, it's fun, though. It's got its goods. I mean, I'm busy as should be. Busy as could be. I got a lot of bookings coming up and stuff now, which is great. But, like, I go out. I was at the gym the other day, and, you know, mid-workout, some girl's jumping up and down doing circles, and I'm like, "You need help or something? You okay there?" And she's like, "Oh, I know who you are. I know who you are." I'm like, "Oh, God, here we go." Like, I just want to work out in peace.
Photo op.
Yeah.
Be prepared to do photos everywhere. The gym.
Yeah.
Getting your mail, everything.
I was out at the bar the other night. Five or six people. Like, I got to have my friends, like, standing between me sometimes between, you know, because girls jump up and down and say things, but then their boyfriends are sitting there next to them, and I'm like, "I don't even know your girl. Like, don't look at me."
Oh, boy. So you have to beat off the girls with a stick. That's what's going on.
No.
That's the trouble in paradise. You
no,
know,
no, hey, if that's the worst thing that's going on, right?
Well,
right.
That you're beating girls off with sticks, what's going on with the exes coming back? I mean, I know you probably can't say much, but oh my God. You know what's crazy is watching it and the way they're setting it up with the countdown and everything.
Yeah.
And like the exes calling and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be insane. And the people hooking up. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm a little limited to what I can say on this because none of it's shown yet, but I mean, anyone who's watched any of these commercials, and if you watch any episodes, they're making it big. You know, they're hyping it up that these exes are coming because, like I said, all these hookups going on, all this crazy stuff going on, and I have a interesting part in the next episode, and then
really?
all of a sudden, like we walk home and boom, there it all is, and everything unfolds, and we're just kind of shocked, like, are you kidding me? You know, we left everything here, and now everything that we left here is there.
I'm curious if you can answer this question or not, Jay, but how far in advance did Jenna know she was coming on? Did she actually know it when you went back for your mom's funeral?
No, she didn't. She didn't know at that point.
Okay.
They knew relatively quickly to when they came. So I don't know the exact time, but like they didn't know for the beginning of the season. They got prepped for it, but they just didn't. None of us realized it. You know, when you had to prepare to go on the show, you had to do certain things. They had to run through some tests too. We just assumed it was like because they were going to come visit, but they did extra tests, which we didn't realize was because they were planning for them to come. But the exes didn't actually know they were coming. Maybe just a couple weeks before they actually came. It wasn't much time.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. I was wondering that because I was like, I would thought that they would have known, like, you know, especially your girlfriend. I didn't know if she knew when you went back, you know.
She didn't know. They were under the, you know, we all had our exes. They were all exes. We were going out.
Now, how long have you guys been dating prior to you going out to the real world? You and your ex.
We were
was it like 8 years or something?
No, hell no.
That's what I was thinking.
What? Say what?
Was it forever and ever and ever?
No, that's not me. Corey was in a relationship with Lo for like eight years.
I think it was Corey that had an 8-year relationship.
Yeah, Corey was with Lo for like 8 years. I was with Jenna on and off for only like 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Yeah, I'm not very good with relationships and stuff like that, so. That's not
but
my
your,
strong
your
point.
Your dad seemed to really, really sort of include her as part of the family. You know, she seemed like she was really, you know, accepted by your family, and she was there, you know, with your mom at the kitchen table when mm-hmm. you got the call and was told that you would be going on the show, and she was there when you went home.
Going back home, I mean, it's obviously nice to have somebody that you're close with there, you know. So that's why I called her because that was, you know, the last person that I was – when I was closest with. So I had to call her and let her know what happened. Also, it's different. You know, growing up with my mother having cancer, when I talk to girls or I talk to, you know, my friends and stuff, they get close with my mom and everyone, you know, everyone feels for my mom and understands what she's going through. So, you know, my mom likes them. You know, my mom likes my friends. My mom likes, you know, my girls, my exes, whatever they are. So it's not just about me. It's kind of about her as well, you know, because it's nice for her to have somebody to talk to that I go there every week and, you know, bring Jenna, talk to my mom and everything, and they get along while I clean. So it kind of keeps her occupied. So, you know, I try and think of her in the same aspect when I figure this stuff out.
Of course. I mean, that's only understandable. I mean, it's hard, especially – how do you break that apart, you know? I mean, she seems like she's a great friend. I think maybe possibly it seems like she wants a little bit more than maybe you, but...
Okay, you think?
You know, well, yeah, but also, you know what? You got to live your life, too. I mean, you are in the nightclub scene. I mean, you got to figure that out, and at least you're honest about it.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm not good at these kinds of things. I think that's relationships, not my thing. I think I've honestly had 3 girlfriends, my like legit girlfriends, my entire life. You know,
That's a good amount.
I get bored. I get scared, and I don't feel like getting hurt. I don't feel like hurting somebody else. I don't feel like dealing with it. So, I'm usually not very good with relationships.
Go
ahead, Paul.
I was just curious, Jay. You're the oldest person in the house. I mean, not that much, but did you kind of feel like you had that role of being, you know, the mature one, or the one taking care of people, or how was your dynamic in the house with your age?
I don't think. My age really played that much of a factor. I mean, you watch any of those shows, I could hang with the big boys, you know. I'm down to go out and do what we got to do. But in a sense of getting drunk and ripping people's papers up and stuff like that, I didn't do that. But then again, I don't think it has anything to do with my age. You know, I think that's just being mature.
Maturity.
You know, like,
right.
Look at Tom. Tom's younger than me, but he has a great time, but he's very, very mature. He's very upfront with what he says, and that's how they portray it, but he is very mature for his age, and I have a lot of respect for him. I mean, Corey learned a lot, and it's just, I don't think the age is that big of a deal. I mean, maybe I stayed out of the drama a little bit more or tried to calm it down a little bit more because of my age, but I don't think it really affected much on the show. I still went out and partied just as hard as them, and maybe it was smart enough to keep my nose out of a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, I don't think that has as much to do with age as it does how well you hold your liquor, you know?
yeah, that seems to be the way things go in this house, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bread in the house. Bread, when you eat it, it soaks up some of that alcohol, so just
yeah, we ran out of that like the first day. I don't think you need to be 26 to not throw a hamburger at somebody's face when you know them for 20 minutes, you know what I mean?
Like, oh my God, what did you think when you heard of that? Because I understand, okay, when you feel like you're defending yourself, and even then it's like, okay, it has to be a burglar when you do something like that. She just was, like, trying to talk to Corey about cooking up a hamburger and then just hurls it. I mean, what the heck?
I don't think any of us even knew why. I mean, I was sitting there next to Ariel when it happened. Ariel just looked right at me. I looked at her, and we were just like, don't do it. She's a strong girl because I think anybody else would have turned around and just smashed her. And if it was a dude doing it to me, I would have turned around and I would have broke his neck. But she literally was just like, you know what? I'm better than her. And I was like, yeah, you are. Please just stay there. Don't kill her. It's too soon. Like, I don't know what made her think that it was okay to do that. You know, to throw a hamburger at somebody? I don't even think there was any argument. Like, Ariel doesn't fight with anybody. She don't beef with nobody. So
she
I don't remember what
a
happened,
beautiful
but I,
person.
She absolutely
If
she
that
is,
had been
I,
the girl left from last year's Real World, she would have been tossed out
oh my
the
God.
Window.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
I mean,
I
she would have just been thrown
calm,
right out.
Ariel was so calm. I mean, she handled that like the classiest girl. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, where I'm from, you don't do that. You take that frying pan and you beat that person up with it.
That's what I'm saying. If it was a dude and did that to me, man, oh, my God, I would have shattered somebody's face.
But you know what? It's like day after day after day. And, you know, she was talking to her, like, good friends that I barely ever see you. And I'm like, what? Like, how you – like, I'd be like, thank you for the rehab that you've given me. Because this, like, seems like this is, like – a everyday thing with her. I mean,
mm-hmm.
She has obviously some sort of violence problem. Something's going on in her life that is not right. When you start doing stuff like that, when you start ripping up papers and just out of the blue, she has inner problems. I mean,
yeah,
does she know that now?
I don't know.
You can talk about.
I honestly don't know. We, like I said, we saw her on the after show. We called her out on stuff. We spoke to her about stuff. She almost seemed like she didn't care what any of us had to say. She was just there because she had to be. She I don't know. She's just different. She's just different.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but when she was sober, she was okay.
She was getting you bottles at the club. She was, you don't want her to leave.
Can we clarify? Someone just mentioned this to me the other day, and I would love to clarify that Ashley hooked us up one night. Once. One time. She may have been able to do it in the future. That we'll never know. But all this, oh, I have all these connections, I run San Francisco. No, absolutely not. I was there for 3 weeks, and I think I made more connections than she's made in her lifetime.
She had her moments. She was just like, Ashley, we'll leave this house, and then what? Like,
everyone's
okay,
like, see you later.
Life will go on, girl. Like,
Jay, what was your first impression of Ariel's Ashley at the airport? Is she not drop-dead gorgeous?
Oh, yeah, I met her prior to that. I mean, they don't show everything, but she had come over once before, or we had met her out at the club or something. So we knew who she was, and, yeah, I mean, you guys can see. She's absolutely stunning. She's absolutely stunning. And you know what? Her personality matches her beautiful looks because she's great. She's a great person. She helps hold Ariel together. Ariel helps hold her together, and they're both freaking beautiful girls.
Yeah, there is some beautiful girls on this season. I mean, they've really cast this season with some really gorgeous people for the show. I will say that everyone in there is definitely is nice to look at.
I think everybody was pretty attractive in that house.
Right. They definitely cast a nice looking cast this year.
Yeah, they
sure do.
And all the people are really nice now. I mean, Ashley, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, now, I mean, everybody in there is getting along so well, and that's sort of unusual for a real old cast. So I'm sure that
the calm before the storm.
Yes.
It's the calm before
I'm
the storm.
I'm sure that once the explosion occurs,
that's
going to flip
coming.
Real soon.
There's a whole lot of storms coming your way, believe me. We got a whole lot
I'm
of
I'm certain
left.
There is.
Probably a storm in each one.
Now, speak of storms, do you still talk to a lot of your old housemates and your ex?
I talk to every one of them except for Ashley.
Oh,
and
that's
as weird as what a lot of people are saying, too, is the three guys, or, you know, deemed halfway through the season, we were the three Mucketeers for the rest of it. We got along great. Three dudes, no idea who each other are, living in the same house together. Somehow, we like, clicked immediately, all three of us, and we had a blast.
Well, that's good. You know, you need that camaraderie. You know.
Yeah, it was great to have some boys with you where you didn't have to worry about, you know, fighting every other day.
Fighting
so.
And punching each other in the head.
Yeah, it worked out great. I mean, clearly there's a little bit of stuff that's going to happen once some of the exes show up, especially since there's a male ex coming into the picture.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know.
we could see in the peek in a short clip that Jenny gives a good slap across Brian's face, so I can't wait to see how that all plays out.
Oof. Oh, man, you guys have no idea. You have no idea what's coming.
Yeah, she was on our show a week or so ago, and she's amazing. She's a little firecracker. I adore her.
She is feisty.
she's from here in Missouri, or what we also term misery. I'm in St. Louis. She was from Kansas City, and yeah, she's my Midwest girl, and I like her. Yeah, I think she's amazing.
I think she is one of the, and I say this to her, so I'm not talking behind her back. She is one of the weirdest girls I've ever met in my life. You know, and, like when she jumps in that hot tub and picks her foot up to her face and starts pointing, like that was.
I know.
I mean, that
was amazing.
Beginning.
That made it on the
she
soup.
Can do really
I said that on the soup.
Her mom does
the same thing. Did you know that?
Yeah, she had said it on the after show.
Yeah, her mom I was like, you and your mom, huh? She says, yeah, me and my mom will sit up by the pool and both of us will do that. I was like, oh, my God, that must really freak people out.
But I feel like she just gets caught up in the wrong situations all the time. I mean, you'll see, but I think she's got – I honestly think she's got a great heart. I really do. She just gets herself into some stuff. She just can't help it.
Yeah, and, you know, she's young. You know, she reminds me a lot of me when I was young. She'll learn to get out of that, you know, as she gets a little bit older. But she's young. She's got to chase wild oats first.
She's got time, so we'll see what happens. You said it yourself. She's still young, so she got time to figure it out, and I'm sure she will. She's a sweet girl. She really is. She's out there.
Kim Solari in our chat room wants to know, do you think you're afraid of relationships because you're always the caretaker in your family and you feel like you don't want to do that with anyone else right now?
Yahtzee, just about Yahtzee. I say this all the time, actually. One of the main things that I get yelled at by girls all the time is that I never show my emotions, never talk about my feelings. You know, I'm not mushy, I guess you can say, and it's from me growing up for 19 years having to be the strong one in my family. You know, if my mom was upset, I was the one who had to sit there and give her the tough love. Like, you know, don't cry. It's not going to help. You know, what's going to help is you being in a better mood, beating it. Let's fight this. You know, if I got upset, my little brother got upset. I had to, you know, put the stone face on for my brother and for my mom to keep them good. You know, so I think it's just become the person I am. That's just how it's been. And I think in relationships and with girls, I'm just, They want me to sit there and tell them how much I love them and how much I care, and I'm like, look, I'm here, you know. Doesn't that account for anything? But it always ends up the same way. So
that's going to develop as you get older or find that person that makes you want to kind of come out of your shell.
Yeah, as the show progresses, I learned a lot. I mean, Ariel pulls me aside a couple times and says, like, you know, what's with this? You know, it doesn't make sense. And I was like, look, this is me trying to, I guess, show my feelings or express myself, but I'm not really sure how to go about it. So I think it just comes out wrong. And she's like, okay, that makes perfect sense. She's like, now I understand. Never mind. I'm sorry. And it's like, yeah, I'm trying to learn. It's just, you know, it's a habit. It's how I was. It's how I had to be. I'm not ashamed of it. And I honestly just feel like, you know, I can take you out to dinner. That should show you I care. You know, I shouldn't have to lecture you for 20 minutes saying that I care. So
right.
I guess I just try and make a reason for why I am the way I am. But, you know, I did it for a reason, and I stand by that. I'm not prepared to change myself completely for somebody else, you know. Accept me for who I am. This is who I am.
Hey, that's it. If they don't like it, hit the road, Jack.
Exactly. And they seem to. No, I'm kidding. I'm okay with it. Like I said, it's hard.
You're
for me,
still
but
young
I'm also
too,
not good at it.
And you'll find the right one will come along for you and understand exactly what you've been through your entire life, and will be that one that does understand and that soft place for you to fall. And it'll all come together. You've got lots of time, kiddo. You know, you're
well,
still having fun
right
in
now,
your life. You don't need
to
rush
explore.
Anything.
He's on
yeah,
the journey
you don't need to
of
rush
right
a
now.
Thing.
Yeah, don't rush anything. Just live vicariously every minute through what's happening throughout your day, because I'm sure it's probably like, well, you probably sit back sometimes and you're like, wow, this is really happening, and not too many people get to experience that, so you need to grab it.
Fun.
Yeah, grab it by the ears and ride it. I mean, that sounds weird. Okay, grab
no,
it by the ears and ride it.
True,
it sounds weird and perverted.
Hey,
let's just go with it.
Hey,
woo-hoo.
Jay, yeah. I don't know how long it's been since you finished up the filming, but are you back working as a DJ, or have you changed professions since you've been back?
No, I'm still in the clubs, still doing what I do. It's actually getting bigger and better now because, you know,
cool.
The show obviously brings a lot of attention. So, you know, I have some stuff coming up. I'll be in spring break. I'll be in Texas. You know, did I ever think in my life that I'd get booked to host spring break for 2 weeks in Texas? You know, and that's what the show has brought me. So I plan on going
that's
back out to San
awesome.
Francisco soon as well. I have two bookings in San Francisco, which should be in March as well. So, I mean, it seems to be on the up and up.
Hey, and it's an up and up for me because now I have a connection in New York.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody is down? Come on. You know,
I'm only,
find
few, I'm only like 3.5 hours away if there's no traffic from George Washington.
Which means that there's always traffic on the G-Dub, so good luck.
Yeah, so 6 hours. I'm 6 hours out, okay?
Yeah, the G-Dub, there's always traffic on the G-Dub.
I'm only going to be about 3 hours late. Don't worry about it. I'll be there.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I'm usually worse than that.
Do you, Jay, do you, you mentioned you watch the other reality shows on MTV. Are there other reality shows that you watch? Have you ever seen Michelle's, ever seen Big Brother?
Big Brother, I haven't seen much of it. I mean, I'm actually got very cool.
What?
I understand. I'm busy as could be.
It's okay. I was 6 years ago, baby. It's okay. I'm old. I'm old school.
You're not old. Don't say that. Old school's different. I'm old school. I like things old school. But like, I've gotten a lot more into Big Brother just because I've spoken to Judd about every day since I got out, and
Judd's so awesome.
Absolutely awesome. So I will be having, you know, a nice little drinking party with him when I finally get to see him. And I've also spoken to Gina Marie from his season as well.
Michelle and
lives out here on Staten Island, so.
Michelle and I just saw Judd at a charity event up in New Hampshire at Toys for Tots. And we got to hang with him for a few days.
Yeah,
he's a lot of fun.
He's
Jerry.
Similar
Jay
to
should come
that.
Up next year.
Yeah, we got to get Jay up. We got to get Jay up to Toys for Tots. It's an awesome, awesome event up in New Hampshire, Toys for Tots, and it's in. Oh, what's the name of the town?
Pulitzer Flyer.
Well, it's in Portsmouth. I'm the vice
Portsmouth,
president.
New Hampshire.
It's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
We'll get you all the information. It's one of the most incredible events. It's always the very first week in December, so don't book anything that first weekend of December.
I am totally open for stuff like that. That's one thing me and Judd are very similar in, you know, with the charities. As you see, like my watch company, I donate a lot of money to charity. You know, Judd's been yelling at me to sign up for the Reality Rally.
Well, we just had Jillian Larson on before you came. I'm actually going to be attending. It's my fourth year. That would be great if you could make it.
Oh, my God. He's been yelling at me every day to come, and I want to come, but I haven't got a chance to actually, like, look at what it is. And because I just
she was just on our show.
About breast cancer,
she was
actually.
Just on the first hour of the show.
Yeah.
I know. I saw and I texted Judd, and I was like, yo, how funny is that? He's been yelling at me for every day, and now we're going to be on the same show, and I, like, 10 seconds apart, I was like, damn it. I never got a chance to look at it.
Jay, it's a very easy website to remember. All one word, Reality Rally, RALLY, realityrally.com. Just go to that website and it'll answer a lot of your questions.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I mean, like I said, Judd's been asking me to look at it. I love being part of charity stuff. I really do, especially now more than ever. So I'm always interested in taking a look at certain
things. Well, it's about breast cancer, and any cancer is the same realm for me. And so, you know, with everything that happened with your mom, I think that you would definitely love to be a part of this. And, you know, as I said when Jillian was on, I cry every time I go because we actually go to the facility that helps cancer families go through the entire process. There's literature. There's a wig room that they get to be fitted for wigs. I mean, it's so intense, Jay. You cry. Like, I cry like a baby.
See, these
and
are,
I know
these are
that
things
I'm
that
I'm there because
like,
of that.
I hate this because I just – something like this is where I wish that I could bring my mom with me to something like this. You know, breast cancer was the first cancer she had.
She will
and
be there with you, babe.
With you. Yeah,
she's going to be there with you.
I wish
she would be there with you.
I was just going to say the same thing, Cherry. Your mom may not be with you physically, but I'm sure you can sense her still with you.
I know I can, but you guys don't understand what it's like, man. I just wish that, you know, she could be there with me to actually see, like, I want to see her reaction. You know, I want to see her smile, like, you know, congratulations. That's what I always wanted. Ugh.
I just want to hug you right
I would
now.
Like for you to
follow
me on
right
Twitter.
Now.
I would like for you to follow me on Twitter because I want to get the information on your watches so we can help promote that as well.
Yeah.
And also, if you'd like to talk a little about that right now, please do so we can let our fans know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I'd love to. The name of the company is Craze Watches. The website is www.crazewatches.com. It's C-R-A-Z-E. All the social media is just at Craze Watches. I started the company to help pay my mother's medical bills. You know, those damn medical bills get expensive. So for me, it was like, you know what, how can, you know, I'm helping, everyone's helping, but what can I do to get more help involved, you know, to get more money to help her pay her bills? So started the company selling the Craze watches, and it helped me pay the bills for a while with her. You know, any extra money helps. And now, obviously, with her passing away, I didn't want to just not do anything. So now I donate 5 to 10% of all the sales made to cancer foundations, which I'd love to talk to you guys and, you know, work some stuff out with that as well, because I basically just pick a, every month I'll pick a random cancer charity foundation and donate whatever sum it is and donate to them. And I have a new watch that we just released the other day, which has the pink cancer ribbon on the face of the watch, and it has the pink cancer ribbon on the band of the watch as well. And
wow.
10% of every one of those goes to, again, a charity foundation. This is my in honor, in memory of my mom watch, you know. It's got a cancer ribbon across the face and on the band. So just
That's
trying to
so
help
awesome.
Basically spread the word out there. You know, the more people that do purchase, the more money I get to donate, which is what I want to do, you know, any way that I can help.
That's so incredible, Jay. I want to tell you a real quick story. It isn't exactly cancer, but the reason that we're still doing this show is because the founder of this show, Ron Rad, started the show 5 years ago, and he was born with a heart problem that, you know, he was born with, a congenital heart problem. And by the time he was 40, his heart issue had come back. You know, he had a surgery when he was 7, and it corrected it for a while, but by the time he was 40, it had come back really bad. And long story short, we lost him at the age of 40. And we are continuing this show as his legacy. And at the beginning and end of every show, we play a clip of Ron. The reality stars loved and adored him. And he didn't want the show that he created and he cared for so much to die with him when he passed. And so we're carrying on this show as his legacy and his memory.
Right,
and
exactly.
So
wow, that's crazy.
We are all about charities and
that's right.
Remembering those who have passed and carrying on their legacy and keeping their memory alive. And the charities mean so much to us. And, you know, he didn't have cancer, but it's in the similar realm. You know, we want to give back, and we want to do things that do give back. And
yeah.
It means a lot to us. And so,
so you know exactly
I
how
certainly
I feel.
Want to promote. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we
and
feel you. We are right there with you. We are there. So we are all about what you're doing. And like I said, your mom is so proud of you. So proud of you. So proud.
And we want to
everything.
Be there to help you, you know, promote what you're doing and keep her memory alive and keep what you're doing going and assist you in any way we can. So know that we're here for you.
I understand that, and I believe me, I appreciate that more than you know. The words alone kind of put you at ease, you know.
I hear you, you know. And we're like all in this kind of family together, you know. Even though you're like the real world and I'm Big Brother, we're all part of a family together, and we're all part of a movement. And it's what you make of what you take from the show. I mean, whether you portrayed good, bad, or ugly, it's what you can take of the people that follow you, the people that realize your story, whatever you have, and making them believe in what you believe in and following you. That's what it is. It's word of mouth. This is what we're all about.
Yeah,
and letting everybody know our stories.
That's exactly like what I said earlier. You know, I just want, I let them come back to New York and film because I wanted that message to get across, how important family is and everything like that, you know, so. You guys, I mean, that's a crazy story, and I respect you guys a lot for doing what you're doing and keeping it going in his, you know, in his name. That's awesome. That is an amazing thing.
And yep, it's been, you know what, 5.5 years
wow.
that I've been doing this show. So, and with Cherry and Paul, with my back and everybody else, it's been awesome. And that's what I've been striving through, has been the support and stuff. And that's why I give so much support. And I try to encourage as much, because, you know, you go through the ups and downs and people are actually living the things that you go through in life, and you just don't know how to accept it, but you've got to understand that we have your back, and whatever happens, it happens. The falls, the ups and downs, the cries, the laughs, but, you know, you have to go through it. That's mm-hmm. what it's going to make the world go round, and for all
correct.
Of us to understand each other.
Everything happens for a reason.
There you go.
So, one more quick question about the show. I do see that Jamie's ex does not come on the show. Will we ever find out why?
Yeah, didn't Jamie look out on that one, huh? No, not me. No, not like, no.
Oh,
no, I didn't mean like that. Damn it, no. I didn't mean like that. Oh, my God. One of Jenna's friends is listening somewhere going,
you should hear what he's saying right now.
Damn, that came out really bad.
That was hilarious.
No, what I meant, I'm just saying, like, we were all there to have the time of our lives, and then we got caught up in, like, this whole situation, you know, and she didn't have to experience that. You know, imagine, like...
That's sad, though. I feel sad for her, because it, like, at the same time, it's like, God damn it, there's nobody that wanted to ruin my life.
No, but she was at such a... her and Tom right now, and when I say right now, I'm referencing the first three episodes.
Right.
Her and Tom at this point in the season, I mean, they're great. You know, why...
Yeah.
Why would you want someone to come in that's going to mess that up? You know, it makes for great TV, but when you're the one in the situation, it's not the greatest situation. Yeah, well, I mean, she lucked out in the sense that she had no one there that she had to explain herself to or worry about or deal with any extra added drama. You know, instead of dealing with just Tom's ex, now she didn't have to deal with Tom's ex and her ex. So she lucked out in that aspect was what I meant.
Well, I guess we will see, right? Put foot in mouth right now, Jay. We don't want you to get in trouble.
Yeah,
foot
no, it's all good. I've only given away what I can give away.
You've exposed what you could, and we have enjoyed every minute of it, and we've enjoyed every minute of talking to you besides what's been going on the show. I think we've talked a lot about just you, yourself, Jay, and I think that this is what my show and what we all represent here is to have people know the real person behind this, you know, reality TV quotation marks.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we are people. We are humans.
Throw yourself
for a freaking 24 hours and let me know what you think. Thank you.
Exactly.
I mean, we're putting ourselves out there. Respect us enough to be like, I accept them for what they're doing, and then make your decision. But you have to understand
Michelle,
we're giving you our lives. Yeah.
Michelle, we learned when Jenny was on that there is a lot of restrictions for the house guests on Real World that are very similar to the Big Brother house restrictions, as far as no TV, no music, no cell phone.
Yeah, but they get to go out and talk to people. Like, we're stuck in a house.
You guys were locked in the house.
I just want to talk to people. I was like, can I, like, even when, like, people came in to strap us up in the harness and, like, don't talk to them, I was like, oh my God!
Oh, like the sound crew and everything. You mean?
Yeah, it was probably like once or twice in the 3 months that I was there that people outside came in, and it was like we had a competition where they had to strap a harness, and I wanted to like molest them. I was like, I want to caress your face, and I wanted like people just, you know, not having any phone. Oh my God, Jay, how was that like having like, you know?
Oh, man. You know what, the beginning?
Well, obviously, he had his numbers written on a piece of paper, the poor guy.
Yeah,
I'm
temporarily
sure.
At least.
I would have spent every second, like, trying to put that together. But, yeah, I mean, we definitely live our lives, like, the same kind of. I mean, you're secluded. How did that feel?
Yeah, well, it's that's why it's nice to talk to people sometimes that have gone through it, because my father seems to think that, like, it was all bubblegum and lollipops there. You know, that there were no issues. I'm like, you try sitting around the house with no TV, no radio, no phone, no nothing, and see how you deal with it.
Yeah. Your dad seems really cool, though. I'll be honest. Like, I saw him, and I was like, aw. Like,
my dad is the man. My dad is the man.
He reminds me of, like, a Northeast guy, you know, hardcore, but he still has that little fuzzy side of him.
That's 100% him. I mean, him and my mother were separated, but he still, throughout everything, if she called him, like, I need to go to the hospital, he would leave wherever he was. Leave work, leave his girlfriend, whoever, go grab my mom and take her wherever she needs to go. You know, he was always there for her no matter what. Even though
Good
they were
guy.
Not together, he was there for her no matter what. You know, so
good
he was
guy.
Great.
Good
he was
a good
always
guy.
He was always like that. And then, you know, on the other side, he's always come down and sit here and drink some Jack and Cokes with me.
Yeah, I love
Jack
seeing you guys
Coke.
Do those shots.
What about Captain and Diet? Come on.
Do I look like I need Diet Coke right now?
Jack Daniels
no,
is not,
not at
my,
all.
My best friend. I mean,
trying
Jack
to drink all the
in a few fights.
No, I don't. I Jack and Cokes. I'm all about Jack and Cokes.
I got it in a few fights with Jack.
Yeah,
in the chat room, we had somebody ask if there's any other reality shows that you would be interested in doing. And then, secondary question, would you be interested in doing any of the challenges that MTV does?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question I think I get 50 times a day on Twitter.
I bet.
I would absolutely love to do a challenge. I really would. That any like for me, The Real World was a big thing. You know, obviously, it's a great reality show. It's a great thing. And it's like the only thing that I would have added to all of that was some kind of competition or something. You know, and it's like, boom, challenge, let's go. Same thing, but I would love to do one. I do Spartan races, I do mud runs, I'm all about CrossFit and working out and stuff.
Yeah,
so I would love
me.
To go down there and just take over.
I actually went to Long Island, Staten Island, and I did the Spartan race there with the Biggest Losers.
Oh, nice! I love Spartan races. So much fun.
Yeah,
and
I went to Sewers with rats. That
as far
was
as
awesome.
The reality show and you being on Big Brother, and we were just talking about this and everything. I don't know how you guys did that because...
I don't know either. I'm still wondering, it's 6 years later, I'm like, how the hell did I do that? I mean, good
how
God.
How long were you guys there for again?
I was actually in my season there the longest because I was from the east coast of everybody. So I was there from June 29th to... Well, I didn't get out till September 16th.
Oh, wow. So, okay, so you did about 3 months like we did. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Ours was
but
3 months.
The thing
I mean,
is, it's live. So I come out and everybody's screaming in my face. Why did you do this? Where's my mommy and daddy? Like, you know, I was so scared. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know what was going on. It's so crazy because the fans are so intense. Have you found the fans to be, like, a little bit more intense than what you thought? Because they're hardcore.
I did not expect any of this. I don't know how to put it. Like, I knew we'd have fans.
Think you would ever make it there? Is that what,
I think I'm just like, it almost like doesn't feel real until it happens, you know? Like, I was like, you know, maybe I'll get noticed out. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. Then when you get noticed 5 times, you're like, oh, my God, like, it is real, you know? And the fans, I officially love Mondays now. Because that big Man Crush Monday thing comes out. And, you know, when you get...
And of
when Manic you get,
Mondays with the radio show that you're on right now, of course, right?
Yeah, exactly. I get like 30-something, like, there's like 30 pictures of me up all over Twitter, like Man Crush Monday, and I just, like, I literally, like, they get excited when I tweet something back. I get excited every time I see, like, a picture go up or something, you know? Like, as much as I make them smile, they make me smile. Yeah, it's
what
crazy.
Kind of pics are they? I'm just curious.
No,
are
just
they...
just random pictures of
oh,
me. They'll
okay.
Have a random picture, but it's like, you know, someone's taking. Don't worry, there's no nudes out there.
I'm just wondering. I mean, we're gonna put it out there, Manic Mondays. I just want to know, is there gonna be anything that we need to know about?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. But I never thought that there would be so many fans and like you know so. So excited about everything. It's crazy, but I love it. I love the support that I get from everybody. It means a lot.
Well,
to me.
You enjoy every minute of
would
it.
You mind
we
taking,
would love
we do
ahead,
have a call
Trey?
That's been waiting. Would you mind taking a call real quick?
Oh, you asking me?
Yeah.
Why would I mind? No, bring them on. Let's go.
He don't
Let's
mind. I didn't even know we had a caller. Let's bring them up. We don't want them to wait any longer for day.
That's what I'm saying.
We've got David. Hi, David. How are you? Thank you for holding, hon. You are
All
on
right,
with Jay from Real World.
David, what up, brother?
And
What's
Michelle
up, Jay?
Costa. As well.
I follow you on Twitter at BigTalent628. Instagram at BigTalent628.
Oh, what's up? Yeah, I know who you are, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. Just chilling. I just called to, you know, show you support and, you know, send my condolences to you and your fam and all.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot, man. And a lot of people on Twitter and Instagram and everything have, you know, reached out to me and said the same thing. And you guys don't understand how much it means to me. It helps me get through everything, you know, knowing that everybody out there does show support and everything. So I really do appreciate that.
No problem, man. I sent a donation out too, just to let you know.
Yeah,
awesome.
That is awesome. See, like I said,
that's so nice.
This
to
is
be
what
David.
I was talking
See, that's all worth
exactly.
it. That's all worth it right there. That's all it. Worth it. Let's just stop the show right now.
Yeah,
no,
right.
You just accomplished.
You just answered like everything I was getting.
Do
at.
What David did and make a donation.
Right, exactly. And I believe me, it makes a world of a difference, man. The more we get, the more we give, the more we can help somebody out, and that's what it's all about in the end.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you
David,
so much.
No problem.
David,
I think I could do it since, you know, I met you twice, so it would be wrong if I didn't, you know?
No, of course, yeah. I ran into David at a, wait. We were I was at a Bad Girls event.
Oh,
I know some
Bad
of the girls.
I love Bad
wait,
Girls.
Wait a minute. Wait,
I know a couple of them.
Screech the record.
Yeah. No kidding.
Bad Girls event. What do you wait?
Back
the Bad
up.
Girls Club?
Yeah, Bad Girls Club.
Okay.
I love Bad Girls Club.
I know a lot of them. Surprisingly.
Do you really?
Surprisingly.
Wait, what does that mean?
I know a lot of them, like, personally, as friends. And I had gone out there to show some support, and it was actually with the Watches. We were, you know, helping sponsor the event. And he was
well,
there
come on, Jay, you can't
I
do this to
him.
Us. Now let's do a little name dropping.
Oh,
which
man.
Ones do you know?
Name dropping, booty popping. I mean, what?
that event in particular was for Gigi, Millen, and Benzie. That's what that event was for. I know Jada. I know Lindsay Jade, who made an appearance. I speak to Sarah, but I've yet to meet her. She's trying to get an event together in New York. That way we could get her down here. But I speak to her. You know, she put pictures up wearing the watches and everything, showing support. So much love to her for that.
Wow.
Excellent. All right.
I love all around.
I've
watched Bad Girls Club. I mean, I never grew up, obviously. You can tell I'm still watching MTV and all of these shows. I've been watching Real World since it first came on since the very first Real World. I have watched every one.
Man, we're
so
old.
I just refuse to grow up. And you bring up Bad Girls Club, I'm like all over that. I love that show. And, you know, those girls get all kinds of crazy in that
those
house.
Those girls, yeah, they are bad.
Bad in pajamas. That's my
they
kind
bring,
of girl.
They bring the word bad to front and center on that show.
Yeah, it's very entertaining to watch, though.
I love it. Absolutely.
Entertainment value plus check. Thank you.
Yeah, why not, right?
Absolutely. And thank you so much, caller, for calling
David.
In. I really appreciate
Thanks
your call.
For
thank you,
again,
David.
Jay.
Of course, brother. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate everything.
Bye, David.
No
thanks for inspiring
thanks,
others to donate too, David.
Hey, no problem. Jay. Bye-bye. Jay, I know your website for the watches, but can you just donate without buying watches on that website? When David mentioned he donated, where did he donate?
I actually put a link out on my Twitter. It's just basically a charity I set up. That way I can donate money just for anyone who's willing to, you know, doesn't want to go and buy a watch, doesn't want to do whatever, you know, just give a couple dollars. Any little bit helps. The website, it's youcaring.com/fightback.
Is that Y-O-U?
You Caring?
Yes, Y-O-U. YouCaring.com/fightback.
Fight okay, I'm going to put this
B-A-C-K.
In the chat room.
Let's do that.
Yeah, and it's just, it was, I put it out during the episode, and, you know, a lot of people have reached out and donated some money, like David himself said, which I greatly appreciate, you know, try and do anything I can to help. That's what I'm all about now.
Well, you know
That's
what, you
great.
Are on a stepping stone, and you're doing the right thing, you're moving forward, and taking what happened with you in your life and your experience by being on Real World and making the best, and that's one of the most important things for me, is making the best out of your situation.
Right, exactly.
You know, you want to be a movie star, you want to do whatever, that's fine. But you know what? Now you have this following, you have this calling. Do what you should do, what your heart says. And,
right,
yes. I'm so big on that, and I'm so big on charities. And, you know, before you came on, Jillian Larson did come on for a reality rally, which is,
mm-hmm.
you know, a part of a breast cancer thing. And when you came on, you talked about breast cancer and your mother having cancer. So I think it's a symbolic happening that we have here tonight with the different charities, and just showing that how different people coming from different parts of the world and different lives and different reality shows, and just how important it is that there's things that happen in people's lives and there's a voice, and what we can do with our platform is most important. And Jay, you have been doing that, and I give you props. And anytime you want to come back on Manic Mondays and talk about anything that's been going on with you and your charities and just anything in your life, I mean, I know that I'm going to be following you, and I can't wait to see what happens next with the explosion. But thank you so much for coming on, and I hope I get to meet you. I mean, you're only a few hours away, but, you know, traffic.
That G-dub right there, that'll
but
do it
still,
to you.
The bridge is a deal breaker between us, but you know what? When, I'm not going to let that bridge. Listen, Jay, I'm not going to let that bridge break us, baby.
That's what I like to hear. That's the spirit.
Well, Jay, please tell us that you'll come back on a little later in the season.
Absolutely.
You can
talk to us
more.
Once
the
exes have come back in the house, and when you can talk a little bit more openly about what's going on in the house, we'd
He's
love
gonna
to have you come back on the show.
He's going to want to park his car by Manic Mondays and drink the water and talk coffee talk with us. That's how Jay rolls, right, Jay?
Exactly. I'm down for that.
All right. And, Jay, please follow me on Twitter. We'll figure out how to work this. Cherry Garcia with a Y, G-A-R-C-Y-A. On Twitter, because I wanted to get your information on your watches and put that up on a few of our pages so that we can promote those on some of our pages for you. So
yeah, if one of the other guys want to just tweet it to me, and then that way it's in there, I could just click it and follow you. I followed the other two accounts when I picked up the phone, because like I said, I've been busy.
Okay.
Well, you better be following me, Jay.
I am.
Make me.
I just followed
Don't
you while
me.
We started this. So now look, you just deemed yourself the person in charge. So now you have to tweet me her information. That way I can follow her back.
Excellent.
Or
Thomas will send
Thank
it to you
so
one or the
much,
other.
Jay.
You are in charge now, so.
Thank you, Jay. And do you want to say anything else to your listeners in the chat room and anybody else who's listening? Because everybody in the chat room is bugging out over you, by the way. They love you.
Oh, really? That's always good to hear.
Yeah. Do you have any last parting words for our Manic Monday listeners?
No, man. I just want to say thank you. I mean, thank you to everybody for the love, like I said, the love and support that I get. It's crazy to see so many people, you know, think the same on certain things. And, you know, it is what it is. And people are making the best of the situations and helping me out through everything. And I want to thank you guys, especially for letting me come on here. I mean, this is fun. This was definitely fun. It kept me entertained. And I'd love to come back on and do it again. So now we're
on. Okay, I did my job. All right.
You did your job?
Well, thank you so much,
Jay. You have a great
Stay
week.
Warm.
Take care. And we will be following you in the Real World Explosion.
Follow Jay's
and
journey.
On Twitter
explosion.
As well.
Explosion.
Just before you leave, tell everybody your Twitter so people can follow you that may not be following you now.
Yeah, my Twitter and my Instagram, both the same name. It's at JGMTV. If you can't spell that, you have problems. It's
mental,
at,
yeah.
at JGMTV, both Instagram and Twitter. So all the love again. I appreciate it on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you, thank you, Jay.
You. Excellent. We'll be stalking Jay now.
Yes, I love stalkers now.
All right, excellent. At least I won't be
take
by
care,
myself.
Jay.
I'm just
you have
glad.
A great night.
Thank you,
bye,
guys.
Jay.
You too. Bye. All right.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye, yeah.
What a great guy. He has such an amazing personality, and he's really handling everything so well. My heart just goes out to him.
I just wanted to cry with him, but I was trying to hold my own. I was like, no, don't cry, because like I kept thinking about Mullah Costa, and I was like, I could only imagine, like, you know, like he's just a strong, strong person, and it just gives you that strength that you just don't think you have. And then when you talk to somebody like Jay, it's like, you know, if it gets to that point, you'll be able to handle that. Have somebody help you get through it, because you can't do it by yourself, you know? And I think that with everything that's going on with him, with the way it came out, you know, I think that the support with the internet, as extreme as it is really being helpful. And I'll be honest with you, it's a lot of help. So if anybody can be positive and throw him some positivity waves, send him a message and tell him what you think about him and his family. So?
Yes. I'm so glad he came on with us. He is just such a nice guy.
Well, I mean, I think we had ourselves a great show tonight. Jillian came on, and
hell
then,
yeah.
You know, funny that Jay came on. The first thing he talked about was breast cancer, and he talked about cancers and doing reality events. And, like, I think it's just, like, symbolic how, like I say, we talk about this all the time. It's what you make of what you come out of the house, of whatever house you come out of, whatever woods, whatever island, whatever real-world city, and you make the best of it. And I just, love. And I made a new friend in New York.
Yes, you did. I was just thinking, Michelle, I'm guessing it will be sooner than later that you figure out a way to get down there to meet
him. You know, like
I
said,
that
George Washington Bridge, it's a bitch, but we're going to do what we can do.
And
you
we'll
know.
Get him the toys for tots, Michelle. You know we will.
Yeah. Hello, on that, like, freaking peanut butter on jelly, baby.
I have one of those watches on that auction table, too.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up to him, too, but before we, you know, go off the air, we do have Super Bowl Sunday coming up in New York City, where Jay lives. How exciting.
No, it's in New Jersey.
Well, you know what I mean. They say New York. You know. Do you know what the news is saying?
I know. I just saw somebody from East Rutherford, New Jersey, kind of bitch about everybody saying it's in New York. It's not.
Well, I think that's awesome, actually. Go New Jersey. Big shout out to my WWE fans that watched Royal Rumble last night, and Baptista became the winner of the Royal Rumble. And I still love Roman Reigns. Yeah, that's my boyfriend. I want to give a shout-out to Joe Arnold and his mom. She had an operation, and I'm sending all my thoughts and prayers from me and myself. I'm sure Cherry and Paul and all of the Ravioli family, when we're saying we are thinking about you. Isn't that right, Cherry?
And there's somebody else very close to our show whose mom is in the hospital and needs shout-outs from us, too. You guys both know Vicky Qualiata, Sheila Kennedy's friend. Her mom had a heart attack earlier this week and basically literally passed away. And they brought her back in the ambulance. And they used the paddles on her twice and resuscitated her. She has been in a drug-induced coma. And the last I heard from Vicky, they were going to try to – she was on complete life support for most of the week. And the last I heard, I believe it was yesterday, Sunday, they were going to try to remove some of the life support equipment. So I have not talked to Vicky
Is her mom in
Saturday.
Louis?
Yes. And so I'm hoping that when they attempted to remove the equipment, that went well. But I do hope that everybody will keep Vicki and her mom in their prayers as well. I know this has been really hard on her, and it was quite unexpected. And her mom is only 69, and she's such a beautiful woman. I've met her, spent time with her. When Vicki was in the hospital, her and I, you know, spent time together, had lunch together, and she's just a beautiful woman. And so I'm quite concerned for Vicki and her mom as well. So please keep them in your prayers.
Well, of course, as usual, we are always thinking about everybody here at the Ravioli Show. And sharing the story with Ron, with Jay, I think he really appreciated it. And I just really appreciate all you guys and for you guys always being there with us throughout these years that we've gone through. I mean, it's been like so many years so far and so many more years to come, I hope and pray. And I just want to say thank you for a great night, you guys. Thank you for coming on the switchboard, calls, questions, chat room. Woo, woo, woo. You guys are out of control tonight. I think the chat room has been drinking. I'm going to put that out there. Thank you, Cherry and Paul, and just another great night. And I'm working on some things for next week. I could just say, let's try to survive this. And that's my only hint I'm giving.
Stay warm out there, everyone. Love to Joe and his mom, and keep them in your prayers, too. Stay warm, everybody, because that polar vortex, whatever it is coming back at us again. And it's going to be cold out there.
It's going to be cold outside, baby.
Thanks for being the backbone of our show. We love you, darling.
You know what? I try. I need to get, like, my backbone cracked, but it's going to be all right.
Okay, hon. We're going to close the show with our beloved Ron, as we always do. I want to say thanks to everybody out there who's listening to us right now and those who will be listening to us later. Be back on Thursday for our brand new show. We've got a brand new one that's going to be on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Keeping it real with Marianne McQueen. And you've got to be here for this one. I mean, this is going to be big, everyone. If you've ever wanted to be on reality TV, you've ever had a thought for a show about reality TV, ever questioned how to get casted for a reality TV show, this woman has all the answers. She is the expert.
Jeez, I feel like I should have talked to her before I sent my video in. Gosh darn it.
There you go. She's the expert. So be here for Thursday's show. I promise you.
I would have missed this if I wanted to be a reality star. Cherry,
she is
amazing. I would be there on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. So make sure you join us. She's going to be with us once a month. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. We're running out of time. Good night, everybody. Take care. Have a great week. Here's Ron.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
As real as it gets, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Don't miss it. God bless, everybody. See you on Thursday. Take care. That's a wrap.